Sunday Parshas Vayera, Pshrega Weisbar.
The last time we spoke about the question about someone by mistake said al hamichya instead of bichamot. You see how he's used to having had a what, and zaydus rolls and what. So he made, he washed, he made a mitzi, and then when it came to Rocha Achrona, he said al hamichya. My mistake. Not the first time it's happened. Won't be the last. It's common, but it does happen in Shaila. People do this. So the Master Shaila's idea is, so we said from last time, from Mishnah's Rura Pashto's Mashma, that Al Hamichya does not part the benching.
Why?
Why Mishnah? Very good. So it could be because you need to have this for Torah, benching. This for Torah is marking the benching. And that you haven't got in Al Hamichya or this for Torah, it could be it's no good. And they say, you must shalom in that bear to Torah Chachomim, and therefore, you're not yet. And if according to Mr. Rura Pashas, you have to repeat benching, you're not yet with Al HaMechya, start the whole, right, from the whole of benching. We just said last time, Mr. Broch, he says, if a person realizes after Hazon HaSakleil, that he's forgot to do it, After Al-Mikhi, he finished Al-Mikhi, and straight away he realized, oh, well, what am I doing? Should we be benching? We start from Noy Delachot. That first bracha counts at least for the Hazon HaSakleil. Because there is a bracha's Kiddush and so on. And therefore, you can go straight to Noy Delachot. Yeah. Then we said, other apostles disagree, and other apostles hold that the Maaseh could be why you don't, sir. It's a Kiddush. I must say, it's a very big Kiddush. They time now, first of all, that this bris for Torah is only a problem when you have to bench. After you bench, you don't say bris for Torah, that's Markov. But if you're not benching, you're saying a different broth completely, it could be the everyday yotz. It's a chiddush, I must say it's a chiddush, but the mice, the possible maybe not some shown them like this. And therefore, the best to do is, if you can, is in such a case, so let's say a person made that Al-Mechya, and you realize, oh, I should have benched. So the best thing to do is, if you can, is to wash again, have a gezayis of pass, make a motzi, have a gezayis of pass, and then you can bench on that gezayis of pass, that way you cover yourself.
You have to wash again.
What about brocha? I'm not sure about brocha, because it's not really much of a hesek about. You can come straight from a bench, and you say, well, I'm not sure about things. So you only make a brocha, this is fine, if you have a kibitza. And here I'm saying all you have to do is a gezayis. So I'll have a gezayis of bread, and then, then you can bench, that way you cover it. If you can't do that, someone's got a bread available, I would say the Maestro bench again. But I won't say that. So, when Mishnah Berurah goes the Maestro passes my head. What else do we say? That's the other way around. If someone ate the Zonis bread and by mistake he benched, then he destroys them. That is your sin. Bench the bottom does cover you for the Maestro. Long service, but the Maestro, that covers you for that. Okay, let's move on to today's topic. So today's Indian is, how long has one got when you make a bracha rishonim? That means, I'll tell you what someone told me, I'm thinking from Shail actually, I've said this a few times. He goes to the office, Moshi. Yeah. He's there at 9 o'clock in the morning. He's got a little cup of jug of water next to him. He makes shahakla and he has a bar on his cup of water, his jug of water. He sips water the whole day. Every so often he's having a sip. Now, what happens? Does that shahakon near the borough that he has last all day? Or is there a time period for it?
So how does it happen?
What was it?
How does it happen?
How? In his cup.
So why he made a bracha?
He made a bracha. The question is, how long did it last for? How does it last for? So very interesting over here. And I said, I'm not going to wrong country, right? I got it quoted. So you can find it. I'm not going to wrong here. Among the Rams quoted, so Morgan of Rome says, Kosta Morgan of Rome. So the Morgan of Rome, Misha writes a lech or shte achilles. So Misha writes a lift of shte achilles, shte shtiers, for brocha achas. Person wants to have two food items. The same one, two drinks. Shah Bain Time Kadesh is Akhe Havazun, and he delayed in between, from one to the other, the time it takes to Ikram Mosh, let's say it's 1.25 hours. So Mosh, the first time an apple, it's the same thing when it comes to water. Let's take an apple, drink. He has an apple or a drink. He waits 1.25 hours and he has a second apple or a second drink. Says the Ramogan of Ra, sorry, Chalach to Levar Brach Rishon. He's lost his Brach Rishon. Brach Rishon is the same as a Brach Achrona. And once the shear of digestion has passed, the Brach Rishon is gone.
That's by solids. What about liquid?
Same thing. He's talking about both, actually. Achilles, stay Achilles, or stay Stiers. So that's the question, how long it works. Some say 30 minutes, and some say it's 1.25 hours. Some say 72 minutes is always the same thing. Yeah, it's much local. Quite right. By solids, the minimum is 1.25 hours, 72 minutes, not 1.25 hours, 72 minutes. And by liquid, some say it's 72 minutes, others say it's 30 minutes. Okay, the Maisi's past experience, the Mogen Avraham says, in such a case, he is mechuyev to make a new bracha. On that, he brings over here, the Eben Ha'ezer is choyek on him, and he says, Devar of Divrei Nevi'os. I don't know where the Mogen Avraham's coming from. Divrei Nevi'os, to the head here across the Rambam, it's clear from the Rambam, that if we had a potter karyev kuloi, even if he had a delay the whole day, A, sorry, Devar, do not have to make a new bracha shem. Then in Mukhoch and Masnisi, he's got rash and Mukhoch and Pasa, a lot of people, Pasa is beginning to rot, Pasa is, Ma'am Modcha, Mokhenig Aboyrim, Der Hachayim. And Mishnah is not so clear, Mishnah brings this Mokhen Avraham. Mishnah Barua is in Kuk, Mishnah Barua is. There's a Kuk Pedal design right here. Shabura says, he brings him on a raw. In Rosh Lechelat to Mechodosh, if a person wants to eat a new thing after She'ikul, after 72 minutes, that's on a raw, she yachsu yivorach hamoitzi. He's talking about bread, actually, yeah? You have to start making a new broch of hamoitzi. Afil lo yisiyatas yadan, even if it's not yisiyatas. The kimish is akhila mozun, once the food is digested, Hiv Sid Gam Brach Rishon. So the Mogen Avraham knows you've lost your Brach Rishon. Aber Harbe Achroinim, many Achroinim, which are pretty galay, disagree. The Sovri, the Brach Rishon, the Hiv Sid Kosher, you see a Das by them. As long as you're not a Sia Das, that means that's claw. There's no shame about this. If I, for example, have a piece of cake, and then someone offers me another piece of cake, I say, right, so I don't have one more piece of cake I'm having, but I'm on a diet, that's it, one more, and then I'm stopping. That is called a Hesed Kadas. So after your second piece of cake, that's it. Or if you're at the table and someone offers something and says, I'm sorry, I'm not having any more, and I can't have any more, before I'm not having any more, you have a Hesed Kadas, that terminates the Brach Rishon. But we're talking about a person who didn't do anything. He's just sitting in one place, he's having his cup of coffee, his drink, his apple, whatever it is, and he's adding it slowly, and he wants to know how long it lasts for. So the Mogen Avraham says it's finished after She'ikul. And others learn that you've got all day with this, as long as you've not been Messiah Das, and another thing you'll see also, you've not been a Bloch Achrona, and another thing which we're going to speak about today is you've not left the place where you are. Then the Baruch Hashem can last a bit. Another problem I just must mention before we go into this, and that is, that's very poshous. But if a person, for example, has an apple at 9 o'clock, and he knows his next one's at 11. So, some steamers achronim are not like the Mogen Avraham. Pashtus from the achronim is mashma that your bracha lasts all day. Many achronim are chayav the Mogen Avraham. So, for many, many achronim, it seems that the bracha can last all day. There is, though, a serious problem. If I have an apple at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to have my next one at 11 o'clock, that's my plan. Now, it's true, the bracha rishonio will go for my 11 o'clock, but I've got a serious problem. What's my serious problem, Rabbi Zayi? I owe a Brach Achrona. And after She'ikul, after my period of time has passed, I can't make a Brach Achrona anymore. So I'm going to lose my Brach Achrona, so I can't wait. So it's best, after I have my apple at 9 o'clock, it's best to make a Brach Achrona, Taka. That's Taka true. That is probably the best to do, is to make a Brach Achrona then. 11 o'clock, I make a new boy of trades, and I make a boy of Hashem. Yeah, so that's true. But the only shy that's relevant to us is where a person doesn't have a shiva brach achrona. That means my example I gave you at the starters is people have water at the table next to them and they're sipping. They don't have a shiva of a brach achrona. they don't have a revius within the time to make a brocha achroin. It's just sipping water every so often. So they never have a brocha achroin. So now the question is, does that brocha last all day? Or some people in the office, let's say, for example, they have a bar of chocolate next to them. So they make a brocha achroin in the morning, a piece of chocolate at 9 o'clock in the morning. They're not having a kazais of chocolate. It's not a common thing to have, so there's so much chocolate. So they want to nash during the day, they want to have bits of chocolate. Can that brocha last or not? So we're saying now that, strictly speaking, that brocha on chocolate will last. I'm not sure how long the chocolate will last for, but the rice and the brocha will last for a long time. Okay? That's the general rule of a brocha rishon. So I say most possible they call a brocha rishon can last. And I told you, Shaila asked my father, he said a brocha many years ago, he told me an interesting thing. Someone told me, he sips, comes to the office at 9 o'clock, he sips water the whole day. He doesn't leave the office, he sips water the whole day. He says at 11 o'clock, we've all got interesting programs, these people. At 11 o'clock, he has a tangerine. That's his say, every day. He has a tangerine at 11 o'clock, and he makes a bro and a posh at 5 past 11. So now, has he got to make now a new brocha on the water?
Yes.
Does that bro and a posh cut off his shahako from the water? Or can you say, no, I want a bro and a posh, I want a tangerine, but I don't want to go on the water. Yeah? That was his case. But I'm saying we're not talking about it, we're talking about a case of a person who is.
Can you ever have a kabbalah?
What?
Can you have a
kabbalah? Oh, that's a shy. Can you do that? What do you mean, have a kabbalah? Have a mind only for the tangerine, not for the thing. That was a shy. But I said, a father told me you can't. Now, once you say burn the question, it's cut off, it's finished. That's the end of the story, and you have to make a new shadow. And I saw Arthur, many possible hold on this actually, many possible hold on this. I think there's the prima godly maybe who says that you can, it's a chiddush actually. The passage is that once you've made your brocha achroina, it's cut off everything what you did, and you have to make a new brocha to start. Even though you've got come on the heifer, you've got come on, I don't want to lose my brocha, my drink. I want to carry on drinking.
So why do you have to stand drinking?
Oh, why do you have to stand drinking? He's happy with you. What's stand drinking?
So why was he happy with the stand drinking?
He liked it. Likes it. Nice. Tasted very, very good.
When the
Pasha
is finished.
Yeah, but why can't you have in mind? I want to finish this, but not that.
On the tangerine.
It was. The Pasha is working on the tangerine. That's why I need it. I don't need it for my drink. It's a very interesting story, this actually. I want my Pasha just to go, be selective only on my tangerine.
The water wasn't
the Machai Bracha. No, it's a water. I didn't need a Bracha for my water. And he said that once you made a Bracha, it's finished. End of the story, you've lost it. Okay, now I made it very simple.
And
it is
very simple. Maybe he's not thirsty.
What?
Maybe he can't make a new shahakoin because he's not actually thirsty. I think maybe he's shahakoin.
Okay, that's what you do. You've got water, you can even make a brocha if you're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you can't make a brocha. He's got cocoa in front of him, alright? Let's make it better. He's got cocoa. Now, I made it very simple, and it is very simple. It's just slight halacha you have to know, which makes enough gemina. And all what I've said is, I'm talking about now for the time being, only food items that require bread and nefoshes after them. That means I'm not talking about bread, which requires bread and mozen. I'm not talking about cake, which requires ala mechia. I'm not talking about shiva semenim, which requires ala peiros. I'm talking about only any food item. You can tell me, what food item is bread and nefoshes? Meat, fish, chicken, drinks, anything which needs bread and nefoshes. That is what we're talking about now. Okay? What we're speaking about now is any food item that requires after it a bro and a fosh's rabbis. Now, there's a very interesting halacha, that is that if a person makes a shahako, or a doma, or a eitz on something which requires a bro and a fosh's, for example, let's say, for example, he has a cup of coffee. So he makes shahako in the other world with a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Now, he wants to move around, he wants to go out. So this depends now. The halacha is like this. In the room that you are, however big the room is, if you move around there, you've not lost it. So, for example, someone's in a hall, he's gone to a chasa. So he sits there, he's not washing, not want to wash. So he starts off with his first course, hors d'oeuvres, I don't know what it is, pineapple, melon, he makes a doma, and shahaka, whatever it is, whatever food he likes, and he sits down. And then he sees the other side of this hall, his friend Moshe. Now, he's not seen Moshe for a long, long time. So he moves over to Moshe, another place. Brocha still valid. In fact, he should be doing this, but I think many possibly say, even if he goes over to the other side of the Mechitza, he should be doing this. He should not be going to the other side of the Mechitza. He goes to the other side of the Mechitza, it's in one room, but there's a partition, But he goes to the other side of the Mechitza, that's all called one room. His bracha is still there.
His bracha's still there?
His bracha's still good. So the Maise, he can eat the Adoma in the second place, he can go back to his first place and carry on eating the Adoma. The bracha is not lost. There's no shili. That is not called a shili mokum. That's not called changing places. In the same room, however big the room is, and even if you can't see the original place, let's say it's an L-shaped. So you go into a place and you start at one place in the room, and later you move round the corner and you can't see your original place of where you ate, there is no problem, your bracha rishona is still valid. Okay, we're talking about bracha rishonas of borrowing a foshes. That's rule number one. Rule number two is going from one room to another room. Now I must say, in a Shulchan Aruch, this is not so simple. The Shulchan Aruch says if you go from one room to another room, you have to have das. That means that's very practical. This is very often. Someone, let's say, have a cup of coffee downstairs in his kitchen. All of a sudden, he's got to the toilet. So he goes out of the room to the toilet. He's gone out of the room.
Where's the toilet?
Has he lost his rocha? So the Maaseh Poskim said that nowadays, since we move around so much, we don't sit still. The Maaseh, we move around so much. It's like we've got das, and we have in mind from one room to the other room in the whole house. Upstairs, downstairs, anywhere you want. It's all included. That means the person is eating in one room in the house, and then for whatever reason it is, he has to go upstairs, anywhere he has to go down to the cellar, he has to go somewhere else in the house, his bracha is still valid.
Included by God.
What?
Included by God.
Can't go on it. Yeah? That is all in the same house.
You can make a bite of pushes in another room.
Okay. You can eat in another room, you can do what you want.
You need to go back to the room.
You can go back to the room, you can eat in the second room, yeah, no problem at all.
Can you make a bite of pushes in the second room without eating there?
So, yeah, bite of
pushes. Why can't you make a bite of pushes?
What machine?
Why can't you
make a bite of pushes? You can make a bite of pushes, there's one. Also, you make a bite of pushes. Now, set a question. This is the issue of halacha. The halacha is, we saw an hour, that once a person steps outside his house, the bracha's gone. That means, for example, I have a cup of coffee. All of a sudden, my wife comes in my house with a shopping. I say, "Oh, woman, I'm going to come and help you." So I go out my house, I go to the car in the street, bring the shopping in. I want to start my coffee again. Pass this, my bracha's gone. Lost. Even if you have das, does not help. Your bracha's gone. The only thing that apostles say is, which is not the chatchilah, is if you can see the original place where you were eating. When you went out, then you're still tied to it. So that means, let's say for example, I'm at the place where you ate pashas. So the let's say I make a shackle over here. I have my cup of coffee, and then I go out the doors there, out into the car park, and my car's straight opposite here. And I can see straight to there, and but the ebed, okay. Your bracha's okay.
Not if you're sitting.
Not ideal. What?
Not if you're sitting over there. You can see in the
room. That's the place where you eat. It's gone. So the moshe, someone makes a cup of coffee, a shahakal, a cup of coffee in the coffee room here. He goes out, and I can't know how you go from there. You go outside into the hall to hear the shir towed away in the morning. Passes you, moshe brought.
First of all, there's a covering.
Is there a roof?
There's a roof.
All the way?
Yeah.
Ah, so that's important. If you're going under the roof, I'm talking about going in the open air, yeah? I'm talking about going in the open air. If you go in the open air, you've lost your brother. Now there's a chiddush, there's a very big chiddush. That is the pashas. And that seems to imply even into your own garden. That is a person, very often, he might be making, let's say, a barbecue in his garden. He's not washing his garden, he's not Muslim, he's got sausages and other ones. What can you have that sausage? He's got rice kits. Sausages and rice.
Sausage,
yes, yeah. He's got things. Pashas, the bracha is lost from going from your house into the garden.
Well, in and out, get drinks, back and forwards, get more stuff, and get
lost it, pastures.
Each time,
like,
you can see the place,
but yeah, it's alright. It's not a chavnish. Now, I must say, some postulates suggest that if the garden is enclosed, which most of our gardens are, even if they're open, that b'di'evet has got to do like cheder l'cheder. This is not clear. No, it's not about mistakes. Some posthum hold that if the garden is enclosed with mechitzas all the way around, then that's like one room to the other. I must say it's not the pashas. I asked once an Adam Gorel, about going into the garden. He said to me, "Pshitas, that you've lost your bracha, and you have to make a new bracha." I just saw after that, I saw other positive seems to take on that there can be a shitta. You can see in the Buddhist bracha brings it a shitta down. I'll tell you what else it's relevant to. In the Eretz Yisrael, it's got in my pesets.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go from your house to my peset. Let's say it's got no roof on it, the my peset. So there's a big machlokas there again, the same shire there. Have you lost your bracha every time you go in and out?
When they sell you the flat, they include the marpeset in the price. So
they include a garden also in the price. They don't know about that. Yes, it's a very interesting thing. Okay, I want to recap this rabbi say. So in your garden, going from your house to your garden, yeah, it could be a serious problem. Pastures from Mishabura, if you go out to an open area, even though it's enclosed, it makes no nothing whether you've lost your bracha. I'm saying there are some pastures you say that if it's enclosed, it's got a dim mat, okay, yeah.
And
it's a
good, yeah,
just look outside. Oh, I forgot that's one. Sukkah is one. The pastures we've got sukkah, it's a regular example. Many pastures hold you lost your bracha. Many pastures hold you lost your bracha.
Well, I feel interested, don't you?
No. Oh, the rabbi is not wrong. His mum was talking about it. The rabbi says he makes you happy. You've got a freestanding sukkah. If your sukkah is extending from your patio door, that's possible. But let's say you've got a sukkah freestanding outside your garden. So you go in there to have a cup of coffee, make you happy tomorrow. Then you have to go to the toilet, come inside, come back, make you happy. Unless you say the garden is like one enclosure. That's right. Okay, we'll stop there.
Yes,
that's right. What?